This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Nepal holding House of Representatives elections tomorrow on Thursday. Election Commission urges all voters to participate in the voting actively and enthusiastically. Commission says arrangements have been made to ensure announcement of results under first-past-the-post electoral system within 24 hours of vote counting. Government assures robust security during elections. And around 140 people missing after Iranian military ship sinks off Sri Lanka. Now the news in detail. Nepal is holding elections to the House of Representatives tomorrow on Thursday. The vote comes just 3 years after the previous national elections, following political turmoil that led to the government's collapse in 2025 and the formation of an interim government as demanded by the Gen Z movement. Nearly 19 million people are registered to vote in the election. Voters will directly elect 165 members to the 275-member House of Representatives, while the remaining 110 seats will be filled through the proportional representation based on each party's share of the vote. Similarly, the Election Commission has urged all voters to actively participate and enthusiastically vote as scheduled for Thursday. At a press meet organized at the Election Commission today on the eve of the voting, officiating Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari said that all preparations for conducting the election have been completed. He also called on eligible citizens to take part in the elections as constitutional exercise to renew democratic legitimacy and cast their invaluable votes. The commission further said that vote counting will commence after the voting is completed and the ballot boxes are brought to the designated voting counting centers. Similarly, arrangements have been made to ensure that the results under the first-past-the-post direct electoral system are announced within 24 hours of the start of counting. Likewise, vote counting under the proportional representation system will also follow immediately afterward. According to commission, ballot boxes from 61 constituencies in remote mountainous districts will be transported by Nepali Army helicopters, while the ballot boxes from other constituencies will be brought by vehicles. The Election Commission has also assured that the security arrangements and collection of ballot boxes will be carried out according to the integrated security plan and they will remain safe. Nationwide, there are 10,967 polling stations and 23,112 polling centers. The National Security Council has decided to keep everything in place to hold the House of Representatives elections in a free, fair and peaceful and flawless manner. A meeting of the council meeting held at Singhadarbar under the chair of Prime Minister Sushila Karki reviewed the secured arrangement for the House of Representatives elections and confirmed that all essential secured measures are in place. The meeting also decided to deploy secured agencies in more effective and coordinated manner to maintain law and order and the secured situation throughout the country. Home Minister Om Prakash Royal has stated that all polling stations will be fully secured for tomorrow's House of Representatives elections. Speaking at a press conference held today at the Home Ministry to brief the media on election preparations, Home Minister Royal said that all secured mechanisms have been deployed. He added that, if necessary, the security forces are ready to manage and control situations to ensure a smooth facilitation. The Health Ministry has directed all public hospitals to form rapid response teams for House of Representatives elections tomorrow. Issuing a notice today, the Health Ministry instructed federal, provincial and local-level hospitals to form rapid response teams to handle possible medical emergencies during elections. The Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal has said that domestic flights will operate on need basis on the polling day tomorrow. issuing a notice today can state that domestic services will be conducted as required, considering passenger demand and operational necessity during the election. International flights, however, will continue as scheduled. The authority said services to most destinations will operate normally, except for some flights to Gulf countries affected by the current situation in West Asia. CAN has also updated flight schedules in coordination with airports in the region. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
विदेश गए पनि चिन्ता किन गर्ने
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेशनल रोमिङ लिने
जहाँ भए पनि पाउनुहोस् हामी सँगै
कल गर्नुहोस् डेटा चलाउनुहोस् संसारभरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेशनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारु गर्न #1415#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Nepali embassies in Gulf countries have urged Nepalese to submit their details through an online portal launched by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The embassies said that the information will help authorities to assess the situation of Nepalese and provide assistance if needed amid rising tensions in West Asia. The Nepali embassy in Riyadh has requested workers to share their details through the portal. The system collects information on Nepalese living in Saudi Arabia, Yemen, and other countries in the region. The call comes after recent military tensions involving the United States, Israel, and Iran increased security concerns in Gulf countries, which are major labor destinations for Nepalese. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now some international news updates. U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the U.S. submarine sank an Iranian warship in the Indian Ocean with a torpedo, according to the BBC. Hegseth did not name the ship, but earlier the Sri Lankan Navy said around 140 people were missing after an Iranian ship went down off the coast of Galle. Sri Lanka says it has recovered several bodies and rescued 32 wounded sailors after an Iranian military ship sank just outside the island's territorial waters. Authorities told Al Jazeera the frigate IRIS Dana, located about 40 nautical miles off Galle in southern Sri Lanka, sent out a distress call between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m. on Wednesday. The cause of the distress was not known yet. However, the ship had about 180 crew members on board and a search and rescue operation was underway. Multiple locations across Iran are being bombarded and Tehran is carrying out retaliatory attacks across the region as the United States-Israeli war on Iran entered its fifth day, according to Al Jazeera. The semi-official Tasnim news agency said explosions were heard in different parts of Iran. The agency also said that the death toll from the U.S.-Israeli attacks now stood at 1,045. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly and mountainous areas of Kusi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, while the weather will remain mainly fair in the remaining areas. Similarly, there will be haze in a few places of the Tarai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal holding House of Representatives elections tomorrow on Thursday. Election Commission urges all voters to participate in the voting actively and enthusiastically. Commission says arrangements have been made to ensure announcements of results on the first-past-the-post electoral system within 24 hours of vote counting. Government assures robust security during elections. And around 140 people missing after Iranian military ship sinks off Sri Lanka. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.